that feeling okay in the moment is actually getting having less importance placed on it than what these other people think of you. Do you have any emotion about that, or are you indifferent?
I mean, I'm kind of indifferent. I mean, it makes me mad, honestly. But
does it?
Yeah, it pisses me off.
Tell me about the anger. That's new. I haven't heard you say that before. What's the anger about?
It's that I just don't look after myself. I hate trying to be perfect, and I hate trying to. My whole life, I've tried to. I work out. I eat perfect. I go to the right school. I get the right job. I get the right girlfriend. I volunteer. It's just never ending. The pressure on myself is so freaking hard, and it's just annoying that I'm on here and have this opportunity and to talk to you, and you know, I'm so worried about it that I can't even let loose, and you know, it pisses me off. It makes me angry.
Who is this part of your mind that's telling you your feelings don't matter? Your feelings should take a back seat. Who's it mimicking?
My mom.
That's right. Your mom. And your mom taught you that your feelings, you feeling okay, is less important than being disruptive or, you know, her not being annoyed or overwhelmed. And right now, what's going on is there's this part of your mind that is taking the form of your mom, and it's saying, essentially it's saying, John, you feeling okay right now is not important. What is important is that you sound smart and that you're taking the right amount of time to say things and that you're coming off well. How do you feel about this part of your mind that is mimicking your mom telling you that your feelings don't matter? Are you neutral about it?
No, I hate it.
Tell me about the anger you feel. It sounds like there's a lot of anger there about that.
You know, my heart's about to burst out of my chest right now, and the anxiety's turned up to about a 9. You know,
that's the anxiety. There's anger underneath the anxiety. See if you could allow yourself to feel this anger. This anger is legitimate. There's this part of your mind telling you you don't matter and that pleasing all these other people is more important, and there's a lot of rage toward this voice. Give yourself permission to feel that rage.
Want it to stop. I hate it. I want it to stop. I want to be able to live a normal life.
Good. See if you can allow yourself to feel this emotion in your body.
I'm just afraid if I'm like that, I'm going to freaking be a crazy loon, be angry all the time.
I know. That's the fear. That's the Incredible Hulk syndrome. If I allow myself to get in touch with the rage, I'm going to go around, you know, screaming at people or punching people out.
But my anxiety just went away.
You got it. All right, so what you did is, for a brief moment, you allowed yourself to get in touch with the feeling underneath, and you broke through that wall of anxiety.